of podcast. Apparently podcat. Because that's what I title it, podcats. But I'm joined once again by the most annoying man in the world. Standing 2 inches shorter than me. My husband, Jared.
Are you sure I'm 2 inches shorter?
No. I'm not. I just wanted to say that.
Weighing in at 273 pounds.
Are you serious?
Something like that.
You're fat. I'm just kidding.
No, it's truth. I need to lose weight.
I'm trying to be nice. Because my mom will get on to me if I'm not.
Well, I need brutal honesty.
Apparently too brutal.
Well, it's not doing any good right now.
Yeah.
I've been brutally honest and still hasn't done anything.
Anyway, introducing the next person. The most obsessed ever with Maleficent. And the only one that I know that has fallen in a parking lot other than my aunt. My mother-in-law, Julia.
Hello.
Did you say hi, Jared?
He just started talking randomly.
Oh, okay. Well, you know he's here. Moving on.
Moving the randomness.
What are we talking about today? Anybody know?
Nope.
Something to do with technology.
Yeah. I was trying to sum it up without revealing what it was.
I could hear the bugs chirping as you were thinking.
For some reason, when you said bugs, my mind was going to quacks. That's not a bug.
Quack, it's a quack, dirt. Quack.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about old technology that we like and that we don't like, new technology that we like or that we don't like, and then technology that we wish existed. Okay. I don't know why, but I wrote technology we wish we existed.
We existed?
Yeah. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. No, it does not. Let's begin. Jared, old technology.
Old technology.
The thing, though, is probably what we consider old is not what she considers old. That's, you know, that's kind of where the thing's gonna go.
Old technology that I've always been interested in was the original printing press. I always wondered, like, who thought of the design for the original printing press?
Well, that's old.
Well, yes, because they made...
Well, when I said old technology, he was like, all right, printing press. I was going to think, like...
The first
generation cell phone.
Yeah, like the big one.
From the 80s.
And then, like, when they had it in the car and it was, like, an important businessman driving to a meeting.
It was corded.
Yeah.
They were corded back then.
I love cord phones. I would still have a cord phone to this day if I could. I love cord phones.
But yes. Once you said old, first thing that came to my mind was the original printing press. Because, you know, it's just... That just seems like something so random for them to make. I mean, it made communication a lot easier.
Yeah. But when I said old, you weren't exaggerating. You're like, old? Okay. But when I was thinking old, I was thinking, you know, like the phones or like the Atari or...
Now then, a technology that I don't like that's old...
That's gonna sound amazing.
It'd be really loud if I had a balloon and it was making it squeal. I'd have to hold it like way back to y'all's door.
Right?
Honestly?
Like old technology that you think was... It was like bad, but it was bad for its time. Like if they would have spent longer on it, it would be...
Oh, I can tell you the first thing. The power glove.
That's the reference that I was talking to you about. Oh. Say it. You got to. I put you on the spot. You gotta do it.
You forgot about the power glove.
What's that from?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's what I thought. My mom will probably get that.
What episode?
I don't know.
The first one.
No.
Well,
is it like the...
Okay, so it's not Dream Warriors. It's after Dream Warriors.
Yeah, because it's when... Because
Dream Warriors is the fourth one.
We are Dream Warriors.
Okay. It's when it has the deaf kid and they're at that home.
Stop it.
Do you remember?
No.
Oh. Or at least I think it's that way.
But yes, old technology that absolutely sucked was the Power Glove, because it was advertised to make gaming very much so easier, And yet when you actually played it, it was actually so horrible.
Didn't it like come with a controller on it too?
Yes, you had buttons on it.
Okay. It didn't ever work. Or it rarely worked.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But if they would have released
it looked cool though.
If they would have kept working on it and released it now, do you think it'd be good?
Probably, because that's why we have the Wii, we have the Switch.
Yeah, the Wii.
We have VR. We have the VR stuff. We have the PlayStation Move.
The Nintendo Switch, where you can, like, turn it
mm-hmm.
to use games.
Alright, so that's my old technology out of the way.
Yours? Old technology that you like and that you don't like. It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, the Power Glove. Like, something that was bad for its time, but with more work it could have.
Honestly, I don't really have an answer for that.
The old one? Or the
for
the bad
that
one?
I don't like.
Okay. Because I know what we think is old and what you think is old is probably, like, two totally different things. Except for the printing press over there.
Right. I went ancient technology.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, as far as technology goes, something that I wish would still exist or should have lasted a lot longer than it did is the Betamax.
The what?
Betamax?
My dad had a Betamax instead of having a VHS VCR.
Is it the one that's like two-sided?
No, it's not two-sided.
We've just had this discussion.
Yeah, it's smaller.
It's like the little VHS tapes that was in like a...
Not quite as small. Okay. Just for reference, she was doing about the size of a cassette tape. And no, the Betamax was not that little. It was probably at least an inch and a half.
Smaller than a VHS,
bigger than a
cassette.
Yeah.
Okay.
So about the length of two cassette tapes.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe like two and a half.
Like, here's a VHS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
about, what,
a cassette tape is
8
like,
inches or something like that.
I mean, if
and
we had
the Beta was about that, which would be, what is that? Would you say that's about six?
Six, maybe
so
seven
would be,
and a half.
Yeah. So it was at least 2 inches smaller. It was a lot more compact. And my, it's funny, your grandpa had that, he didn't get a VHS or VCR, he got the Betamax. So all the movies we first started getting were Betas.
When you say Betamax, I think of Baymax.
I know.
Big Hero 6. But the reason I was thinking of the flippy thingy, I don't know what it's called, but my mom and I were having a discussion about it one day. And I said, like, I think I was, like, talking about how if VHSs have been around for a long time. And she said there was one where, like, it was two-sided, like a cassette tape, but it was a movie.
Hmm.
Like, you'd put it in, watch a movie, and then it would, like, cut out, cut to black, and you had to, like, flip it over and play it again. And then
Would that be
like,
the laser disc?
I don't know.
It's about the size of...
I mean, my mom isn't here, and it's too late to call her.
We never got the laser discs, so I don't know how they work.
I don't know, but I know she said that The Wizard of Oz was on it, and then, like, get to a good part, and then it, like, cut to black, and they had to flip it over.
That sounds like it would be the laser disc, although I don't know how they work.
I don't know either.
But it's the size of a vinyl record album, you know, the bigger, the 45s, the bigger albums. And I have no clue. We never had one of those, so I don't know what they do, how they work, or if you have to flip it over. But VHS tapes never flipped over.
Mm-mm.
Because it's...
It's just the all the big
film.
Thing. Yeah.
It's... Like
and then
reel.
When you would go to like Hollywood Video or something to like rent one, it had a sticker on it that says, please rewind before returning.
I used to work at Blockbuster Video. And, yes,
and that's what all the...
We had stickers on there.
So like, would you open it to see if they rewinded it?
Rewound.
Yeah.
Rewound it.
Or was it just like, that's for the other person to pick it up to see?
I don't remember per se. We checked to make sure that it was the movie in there, because we have gotten back movies that were not...
What would you do about that? Would you, like, call them?
We had
like,
to call them back and say, hey, like, we've got this tape and said you need to return,
mm-hmm.
you know, ours.
That was, like, their way of wanting to keep it. They're like, they can have this movie, you know, I'll keep.
Supposedly, now, I wasn't ever around for that, but supposedly someone returned a home video.
Oh, boy.
And... One of the employees plugged it into a VHS tape. And
it wasn't a sex tape, was it?
It was...
Oh, no.
Homemade sex tape.
I don't know how true that is, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Here, let me turn in my homemade porno.
Right.
He said cheaper than what most of them are. So he wants, like, the basic. We're talking about my brother, Dylan. If you're listening to this, hi. He wants to get a gaming laptop for streaming.
The
cheapest he can go for streaming is going to be around $800.
Mm-hmm.
That is the bare minimum. You go anywhere below that, because even my laptop is not that great. I would never stream on it.
I don't think you can, do anything with it as YouTube. I can... Or you could be like my old computer and try to watch YouTube and it would overheat and turn off.
I know, but I remember now for technology that bad. Corded remote controls. Yes.
Probably before they were able to do the wireless.
They were just as bad as having you, because you couldn't go very far. The cord was not very long.
Would it be long enough for this?
No, not really.
So it was practically pointless. So you still had to get up. It was practically pointless.
There was really no point to a corded remote control.
You still had to get up and TV. You still had to get up and change the channel, but you didn't have to walk as far.
So there was no point to those.
Well, you found a technology that you like and dislike. Which is funny, because I still haven't came up with one that I like or dislike.
And we've been discussing.
Yeah. Here, this is what he found.
Wow. Is that your phone?
Yep. Okay, actually, I have one. Ow. It's old to me, but it might not be that old to you. An old technology that I like, that is still around, but it's not nearly as popular, is the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that was...
Because that's... When I went to my nanny's house, I didn't have a TV in my room. I had VHSs and all that. But before, when I didn't want to watch a VHS, my cousin Michael was over and we would play Super Nintendo. We would play, Super Mario World, Super Mario Kart, our Goofy game that we had. You could play as Max... 9 o'clock. You could play as Max or Goofy.
So... But with both of mine, neither one of them stayed around.
Mm-hmm.
Baymax. The Betamax. Literally, it fizzled out because they would only work with a certain company.
Yeah.
And because whoever did the VHS was like, I'm going with everybody. They won out because everybody was able to buy. Because they worked with Sony. They worked with RCA.
Yeah, they worked with all of them.
All of them. But Beta was literally just one.
Its own thing. And it's they didn't want to branch out.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what killed them.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break, but we're going to pause it so it's not going to be a short break for you. Somebody has to do insulin. You stepped on a nail, didn't you?
No, but my ankle popped.
That's what that was?
That crick. Yeah, that was my ankle.
I wonder if we got that. Be back in a
moment. My ankle hasn't popped in years like that.
Back in a moment. And we're back with food. Yeah. I have honeydew and cantaloupe. What do you have?
I have a Sargento Balanced Breaks. It's the Monterey Jack cheese with apple juice infused dried cranberries and shelled pumpkin seeds.
What do you have?
I have your phone.
No, no, you'd have to buy me a new one. I mean, I need one anyway, so if you want to eat my phone, you have my blessing. But you would probably die, because there's a lot of toxins in there that you don't need to be putting in your body. Anyway.
Speaking of technology.
That's why I said anyway. Old technology that, like I just said, that I love. Super Nintendo. Because I grew up playing it. When did the Super Nintendo come out?
I don't know. 80s?
80s?
No, the regular Nintendo came out in the 80s. I think the Super Nintendo came out in the 90s. Late 80s or 90s?
Are you talking about the Nintendo 64?
No, the Super Nintendo!
No, that came out in the 80s.
No, the regular Nintendo. With the square controller that was black and red.
You want to hear something funny? Hmm. Totally off topic. I type in SU for Super Nintendo, and it pulls up Supernatural first.
I don't want Supernatural.
Is that one word or two? It's two, isn't it?
Super Nintendo, yeah.
I would think so, yeah. You could just type in SNES. Yeah, because there's NES and SNES.
SNES and N... What?
NES and SNES.
The NES. It was released in 1990 in Japan, and South Korea, and then 1991 in North America, and 92 in Europe. Oh, and Australia. No, Australasia? I don't know.
And what about the NES?
And 1993 in South America.
What? We're North America, right?
What about the NES?
Are we North America?
We're North America.
Okay. So it came out here 90. In 91.
I
was right. Late 80s, early 90s.
I was a junior in high school.
I was waiting to be...
Thought of?
Yeah.
I was a sperm in my dad's balls.
Well, if you want to go vulgar with it, yes.
Alright, vampires suck.
I don't even know what year my dad was a teenager, so... Was it before or after his balls dropped? That's weird. I'm talking about my dad's balls. Moving on. Technology that's old that I don't like. It's hard to pick. Not the power glove, because I've never got to play with the power glove. So I'd be kind of biased. Be like, oh, according to all these videos, the power glove sucks. So I would, you know.
Well, because it did. It was horrible technology for its time.
I know.
Yeah, but you didn't even play it.
I don't have to play it. I know it was horrible.
Oh, that was a really sour cranberry.
It's more of just a collector's item because it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Okay, so now what?
Now, modern technology,
right? Now I consult my book. New technology that we like or dislike.
Yeah, modern technology.
You go.
Okay, modern technology that I like. But there's a lot, honestly. I'm gonna have to go with computers. Absolutely love computers.
Are you okay?
That's a big piece of fruit.
you could have just taken a bite out of it instead of eating the whole thing.
Yeah, but she was laughing the entire time that she was putting it in her mouth.
Comedic relief.
I don't think anybody's going to hear that, let alone understand what you said.
I said comedic relief. Okay, you were saying computers?
Computers.
Why?
There's just so much you can do with them in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Microsoft is getting rid of Paint.
Why?
Oh.
It's old.
Well, screw them.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can make videos, you can play videos, you can watch movies, you can download stuff, you can play video games, you can make video games, you can write stuff, there's so much versatility.
You can film podcasts.
There's so much versatility.
Okay, the way you're talking, it sounds like you are leaning more towards the internet being your favorite technology instead of a computer.
No, because
you're saying all of these things, not a computer. You're saying all of them that are like thanks to the internet, not thanks to a computer.
It's more, no, because I said you can watch movies. That doesn't have to be on the internet. You can play that with a CD.
Yeah, but some computers don't have disk drives anymore.
True, but you can download it and you can watch it offline, therefore not needing the internet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you can play a video game. Some games that are already installed. Purple Place will always hold a special place in my heart.
You know what holds a special place in my heart?
Mm.
You.
Aww.
And 3D pinball.
Now then, a technology today that I don't like.
There's a lot of juice in here. I just want to drink it.
Technology today that I don't like. Honestly, social media.
Mm-hmm. Why?
As much as I want to get into it as it being my job, I absolutely hate social media.
Why?
For the simple fact that nobody does research. They just see a post and assume that it's true. And
keyboard warriors too.
And
so that, but that wouldn't really be technology that you're not liking. You're not liking the ignorance of people behind the technology. Because
there's always been ignorant people in the world ever since Eve bit the apple.
Well, yeah, but it's because of this technology that people have been allowed to become even further ignorant. Because
they claim stuff without doing the proper research.
As long as it looks like, professional, they think it's true.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, they go on and say, and then someone actually fact checks them, and they're like, okay, you're wrong, and here's why. And they're like, no. You know, because there's that whole thing, not everything on the internet is true.
Mm-hmm.
My next
the Nigerian prince thing.
Question is social media really technology?
No, it's not technology. It's just
it's used by technology,
but it's like a whole thing on its own.
No, it's technology.
You're wrong. According to my facts, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna go there. We don't have time.
Yeah, we do.
We're not even 30 minutes into this.
We have plenty of time.
Okay. Well, then we'll get to go on to
technology we wish existed.
No, not right now. You just got done talking about technology.
You're talking about
modern technology.
Well, no,
I mean,
technology.
Like, after we all get done talking about a modern technology.
Maybe. So, are you done? You like computers. You don't like social media.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Okay.
New technology you like and new technology you don't like.
The new cell phones.
The smartphones?
Smartphones, yeah. Especially...
So you like them?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a love-hate from me.
Well, that is
your opinion is
true.
You're done. Your opinion doesn't matter anymore. It's your mom's turn.
You know, my goal is to get, like, what was I wanting to get? The Galaxy Note 9?
No,
actually,
not Galaxy.
Or
it's just the Note 9. It's
Samsung
Note
9. But I also wanted the Galaxy S10.
Mm-hmm.
S10 is probably more waterproof.
I keep throwing my phone over there by you, and I'm like, what's
my
phone?
Yes, because it's waterproof. That's so amazing. I'm like, because of the things that
it can
do.
It can drop
now.
Like 35, or it can be submerged 35 feet for an hour.
She could literally live stream on Facebook on that phone, and then while we're in Tahoe, she's going, oh, come underwater with me. Boop.
Right.
And put her phone in the water.
And not worry about it.
Yeah.
We can do so much with it, you know, filming,
and its cameras
taking
are
pictures.
Really nice.
Yes, because they have gotten so much better. I and my obsession with photography and whatnot, that's why I want one of those phones. So I absolutely love that. Now, you're going to think this is kind of funny because
it's going to be redundant.
My least favorite thing is the iPhone. Why?
iPhones suck.
They do suck. If you have an iPhone, I judge you. Dylan.
Tommy.
Brother Dylan, not cousin Dylan. Well, cousin Dylan too. Because he has an iPhone.
Does he? Well, personally, I have never had one. So I'm not trying to knock it.
I have had one.
But.
And it was a load of.
The reason why I don't like them is because there's so much.
They're so limited?
Yeah, they're limited. They
and
what I've seen is they break really easy. Like, do you remember when that one came out and it bent?
The iPhone 5C.
It completely bent. I'm like going, okay, that's just
I
wrong.
Had an iPhone 4, and I had it in an OtterBox, and I had it in my back pocket, and his ex-girlfriend kicked me. Playfully. She playfully kicked my butt. Cracked my phone screen.
Oh my gosh. And then
a couple weeks after I got it.
They're outrageously expensive.
Yeah, like the new one, iPhone X, is like $1,000.
Well, so is the Samsung Galaxy S10.
But also,
but it's
though,
built like a freaking tank.
But also, going back to the restricted part, if you want something else, you have, like, something that isn't... Because if you get an iPhone, like, you can only get stuff through Apple.
Right.
But if you want to get something else, you have to download it, like, illegally and risk getting a virus on your phone, like a Trojan. And then you have to get a whole nother phone.
Why I will never get a Mac or anything that's Apple-related.
No. Like, Apple is disgust.
But, also,
it's really annoying that, and it, I know this sounds really stupid, but it's annoying that they get all the really good phone cases.
Yeah! Like, what the heck is that?
They get the good designed ones.
Because apparently everybody has an iPhone, but it sounds like now everybody's moving toward Galaxy. So maybe they're coming out with all these cool, not Galaxy, Samsung. They're coming out with all these cool cases for iPhones specifically to try to get you to come back. It's like, we miss you. Here's a cool phone case that's not going to last.
They've always had the cool phone cases.
Yeah, yeah, since, like, the first iPhones ever came out.
Do you remember when the first iPhone came out? It was, like, round. It kind of looked like the iPod.
It was weird.
I remember playing on my uncle's, and the very first YouTube video I looked up on that phone was How to Be Ninja. Yeah.
Basically, my two choices are one and the same. It's just a specific brand to the other.
Mm-hmm. So you like phones in general, but you don't like the iPhone.
Nope.
You like Android.
Yeah,
instead of iOS.
Okay. So does that mean it's my turn?
Is it iOS or is it ISO?
iOS.
It's
iOS. ISO is
something else.
Probably not even a thing.
Oh.
Wow. Are you guys related?
I don't know.
I mean, you did birth him.
Yeah.
Birth?
Yeah. Anyway.
Is that a technical term?
It's probably. Anyway. My favorite technology, or new technology, is virtual reality.
That'd probably
because
be dad.
Because I grew up watching, like, sci-fi stuff, and I didn't really watch Star Trek that much until I was a little bit older. But my entire life, virtual reality fascinated me. I always thought it was, like, you know, really cool, and I always wanted to, like, work on it, you know. And just the thought of, like, putting, like, something on and going somewhere else and then just taking it off and you're just sitting in your living room, like, blew my mind. Like, the sci-fi movies, like The Matrix, you know, something kind of like that. And then recently, Ready Player One. But that's augmented reality, which I like that in general. Just alternate reality stuff, like augmented, virtual, I like all that stuff.
Oh yeah, if we could, if we ever develop the technology to have a game world like Ready Player One, me and Tommy would be in it like all day.
Yeah, the
day.
Only thing though that would kind of scare me about that is the Sword Art Online thing. We're like trapped in there unless you beat the game, and if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Well, okay, the Ready
kinda
Player.
Kind of like Jumanji.
The Ready Player One thing, though, it's more like goggles than it is a full-on...
It's a headset.
But it's not like it is in Sword Art Online. It's more like goggles, because you can easily take it
Ready
off.
Player One is a headset that connects to your nervous system.
Is that what...
No, talking about Sword Art Online.
That's what I said.
You said Ready Player
One. Oh, I meant to say Sword Art Online.
Yeah, Sword Art Online, it connects to your nervous system.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you die in the game...
You die in real life. Like,
it acts like a microwave.
It will fry your brain to where it... Yeah, you pretty much get
crispy and die. It's a microwave. It's like putting your head in a microwave.
We're talking... That's like a futuristic thing.
Yeah. But still, you know, because that would probably happen. That's why I would never play a headset game the day it comes out. But for Ready Player One, it's kind of something like the PlayStation VR. But it's not like a whole headset you put on, just glasses. Put on. Which, if they did create that, they would have to make glasses friendly.
Well, yes.
Because basically everybody that... just about everybody that plays video games has glasses. I say just about because your dad doesn't.
But he also
about
doesn't
half.
Really play a whole lot either.
No. He mostly plays, like, the VR.
Yeah, when he does play, it's with the VR. And it's to watch YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you can watch YouTube in VR.
Yep, and Hulu.
Really?
We haven't tried that yet.
I can't.
Oh, I know you can't.
I'm
but, I mean, it is...
Yeah.
There is a choice. Every time we go on...
Hulu.
To either Hulu or YouTube, it asks us VR or normal. And, obviously, I always choose normal.
Well,
but
yeah, because you get motion sickness super easily.
I never used to.
But I wonder if, like, that's something that won't be a thing in AR. Like, augmented. Because it's like the real world, like you're looking like this, but there's like stuff there that's not there. That's your hair.
I think they're going to have to develop like, either they're going to have to develop full body suits for you to wear along with the goggles.
They did in Ready Player One.
Or it's going to have to be some, like, special gloves.
The power glove.
And, the power like glove got upgraded. And, like, a pad that you're on.
That's kind of what they have at the VR place at the... Legends. Yeah. Like, they have the one where you can walk on it, and they have one where you're, like, in a harness. We're going to have to go in there one day because it sounds really cool and I really want to do it. It's, like, hardly ever busy, though. But we're not going to do it on a weekend. We'll do it, like, on a Wednesday when everybody's, you know, having to go to work and stuff. Or we could do it on a Tuesday because you guys don't work the next day. I'm getting off topic.
Now, not really.
So my favorite technology now that I like so far is the VR. Just VR in general, not just PlayStation. And my least favorite, phones. I mean, yes, I will admit I'm addicted to my phone. But I also use it to talk to my family. That's
1,400 miles away.
Yeah, they're in the middle of the country and I'm on the left. Oh, my chair won't do the thing. Anyway, I also don't like them because keyboard warriors, which they've probably been around since the computer's been around.
Since the internet, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Distracted driving. Mm-hmm. And when you're trying to talk to somebody, they're on their phone. And they don't hear a word you're saying.
Right.
That's not directed at you. That's just directed at everybody. I know I'm looking at you when I say it, but... You know, everybody does it. Mm-hmm. I've done it. You've definitely done it. So is she.
Huh? What?
Just chuck my pin at your face.
Alright. So, now it's a technology we wish existed?
Well... I wasn't done.
Let me finish.
It sounded like you were done.
No. But, like, you know, keyboard warriors, because there's a lot of them around. Because you can talk to on the internet anonymously.
Again, though, that's...
And phones, though, like... I mean, phones are basically the internet in your hand now, so it kind of all... It's kind of all one and the same, but at the same time, it's not. You know, like computers. Some computers... won't work unless you have them on the internet. Like, the Xbox One won't work unless you have it on the internet.
It'll right. work, but it's definitely made to run...
It's like the first almost but strictly internet console.
Yes. Again, that's the people behind the phone, not the actual technology itself.
Yeah, but the technology has, like, made it able to...
Right.
And which is the main issue I have with the information era.
Mm-hmm.
With the what?
Information era.
Is that what we're called?
We're drowning in information.
Like, we're lacking...
We
don't do
sorely...
face-to-face stuff anymore. We just do everything through the phone.
Is it true? Is it real? Are we in the age of Aquarius now? I mean, is that real?
What's that?
It's the age of technology, basically.
We're getting into it. We're still using stuff that's not...
We're slowly technology. Getting into it because of all the businesses going out of business.
But
and then the internet businesses like Amazon, eBay, I forgot what it's called, but there's literally a website that you can go to that is strictly for people that are married wanting to have affairs.
It's The Age of Aquarius is a song, but
we won't be able to play it though due to copyright.
No, the idea of it is, I want to say it's the age of technology.
I drew a mustache and a goatee on my leg.
But we are in the information era, and... Because of that, we are drowning in a massive sea of information. But the problem is we lack
the ability,
knowledge and wisdom to interpret this information.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of stuff on the internet now, too, though, so you don't know if, like, it's real or fake. Like, with the president, certain places or certain websites, depending on, and like, news. Mm-hmm. The news gives you false information. We all know this. We all know that the news gives you false information.
That's why I don't bother watching it.
I don't either. I mean, I can't watch TV, but, you know. So they can, like, give you false information. They can... They basically form an opinion for you before you even know what your opinion is.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't really care for it. If I'm gonna watch...
Yeah, you're on your phone all the time.
If I watch something news related, I want it to be unbiased. I don't want an opinion behind it. I just want the like, facts.
Here's what's going on, and here's why. The cold,
hard facts.
You don't That's want, what I want. Yeah, you want, like, here's what's going on, here's why. You don't want, like, here's what's going on, and here's why. And here's what we're telling you is causing it.
Mm-hmm.
Fake news.
Are we showing our political affiliation?
I don't give a crap. I support the president. Anyway, moving on. Probably lost a lot of people because of that.
I guess I was wrong that it's technology. It's supposed to be the age of love, light, and humanity.
Like, we're far from that.
Okay.
I always thought we don't care about humanity. We care about nature.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Supposedly. You know, the whole global warming thing.
Anyway, before we get onto that tangent, technology we wish existed. Go.
I wish teleportation existed.
You took mine!
I think you took mine, too.
I have said every time I'm like, can we just teleport home?
Yeah.
How often do I say that?
You say that a lot more often than a person probably should.
Okay, like, fine.
I just want to teleport.
No, don't change your mind. State
I'm changing.
Why. No, too late. State.
Why?
Give us your onion. Why?
Why I want teleportation?
Yeah. So I swear, if your example is me...
No.
Okay.
So that I can go visit anyone in the world at any given time that I feel like without having to be like, oh,
get
yeah, I'll
plane.
See you in a couple years.
Yeah, like, I'll see you in a couple years and it's only going to be for a week.
Yeah. I want to be able to visit them on a daily basis and be like, hey, what's up? Yeah. You know. Or, like... say we were to still live out here,
we
could
do live
visit,
out here.
I mean, still,
oh,
as in, like, never move.
Yeah.
We could just get in a teleportation device, go back to Oklahoma whenever you wanted to.
I mean, if that was the case, then I wouldn't have moved out here. If we had teleportation, I wouldn't have moved out here.
Why?
Because I could just teleport here.
Well, you would eventually moved to... live with him.
You would have moved to live with your
spouse.
I'd
probably stay here, but I'd go home on the weekends. Like, I'm gonna go spend the weekend with my mom.
So,
you know, or my mom or my grandma has something to do, I'm gonna go over there and help them.
You could do that on a daily basis, actually.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. You could do it, like, for just a couple hours.
Yeah, especially that's... right now, considering
what
you're
all
alone
is happening. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, I'm always alone.
You could just go to Oklahoma until we get off work and then come back.
And I wouldn't really miss any time because we're 2 hours behind here.
Right.
If anything, you'd gain time.
Wow, that would be the weirdest thing ever.
We could, like, go to England right now and
we'd lose
it's the next
hours.
Day.
We'd lose
it's
7
It's Sunday
hours.
In the UK right now.
But then we would come back here
and
gain it
Saturday.
Back. That is a weird...
concept.
Yeah.
There's some countries that are like 30 or so hours ahead of us.
Like, well, they're probably gonna start Monday. Are you trying to fart?
No.
Oh, I thought that's why you like. Anyway.
So, could you imagine, like, going to a country that's 30 or so hours?
Germany, they're like 12 hours ahead of us.
Go there, spend a full 24 hours there, come back, and be like, oh, hey, I just gained my time back.
It's basically kind of like, not really. I can't remember what the movie was called. If there even is a movie about it, but, like, somebody living the same day over and over again. It'd be kind of like that.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
I was about to say, that sounds an awful lot like Groundhog Day.
It would be like that, living the same day over and over again, but you wouldn't be doing the exact same thing. You would be doing something totally different.
That reminds me of another technology I wouldn't mind. Like, some sort of technology that could freeze time.
Okay, there's a good side and a bad side about that.
Well, obviously. Because,
like, if you freeze time too much, you're going to have consequences.
Okay, now you're going Rick and Morty.
That's kind of like time travel, though. Like, if you change something in the past, you're going to drastically alter the future. Like, the story that I read where somebody went back in time to go see the dinosaurs, and they were supposed to stay on a set track. They stepped off the track, squashed a butterfly, and killed it. And then when they went back to their present... the Nazis won the World War II. And so, like, it was just all, like, Nazi everything.
And on top of that, the guy
Everybody
running,
spoke German.
The guy that was running for president that they all thought was a complete moron was president.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like all of our technology we wish would exist to just teleport.
And
so we all basically had the same one.
In all honesty, that kind of sounds like a butterfly effect. Because I know,
well, he did step on a butterfly.
Yeah. Well, but it's legitimately a butterfly effect because one tiny change in the past or in history at any given time.
That's why time has a massive effect. And I know a lot of people want time travel, but they don't understand like the consequences that come with it.
Oh yeah, because like, who knows where we would be right now if,
like, say somebody went back in time and like did something they weren't supposed to, and they came to the future, or came to their present. You know, like there's no telling what would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like if something happened, like this is like the darkest I could go, which is sad. But the darkest I could go is like somebody went to the past and like, you know, stepped on a butterfly because I can't think of anything else. Fast forward to the present. Me and you would have died on the plane crash on the way here.
Or
we would have died on the plane crash going to California.
Or maybe,
or like my mom died and I was never born.
Or maybe like
that's like the darkest I could possibly go. My mom
was, say, on like your one mom of the planes that went to 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
But in any case, technology we wish existed. Teleportation.
Yes. Is there any other form that you guys can think of? I have a few.
I do. The Ready Player One thing.
That's one.
Yeah. But I already gave my...
Another technology that I don't necessarily wish existed. I'm just curious about like what would happen if it existed. If we could create clones on a scale of like Star Wars. Like, you know, creating clone armies. Like, could you imagine just getting the most athletic man that was also really good at warfare and just clone 50 million of him? Instead of having U.S. citizens, we could just clone this man over and over and over and over again, send clones of him out to do our wars, and program them in such a way that they don't even care that we're
there's a good thing about that, but there's also a bad thing about that. The good thing is, you know, clones, you know, our, you know, loved ones wouldn't actually have to go and fight. But the bad thing about that is everybody would have access to that technology, so we would constantly be at war of who could pump out the most clones.
Well, yeah.
And then before you know it, the clones might be like, hey, this isn't right. We're going to overthrow everybody else, and the clones are going to win the world, you know?
Well, that's why you...
And if I...
No, that's Terminator.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But that's why you create a technology...
Technology taking over the world.
The robots are going to take over.
That's why you create a technology, like in Star Wars, that you can command... You can give the clones commands, and they cannot disobey them.
But what if they did? What would be the failsafe? A self-destruct microchip in their brain?
Yeah.
Well, what if it quit working? And they went rogue?
Then you find them and kill them.
Yeah, but that's...
But they have had military training all their life. They would be able to hide.
Yeah, but if their clone brothers were sent to find them, they would be found.
Would they actually do it, though? It'd probably be like what happened at the end of Detroit Become Human. Spoiler alert. Where the clone was like trying to talk... He was trying to talk the android out of what he was doing, but he himself, Connor, said, this isn't right, and broke out of the thing, remember?
Mm-hmm. That's an android, for one. And...
But it would be like the same thing for a clone. It doesn't matter if it's a robot or fake flesh.
Right. I mean real flesh? Because a clone would be a real living body.
Okay, that's, yeah.
That's the but thing that the, would make me the leery.
Technology
like they're
that...
real.
Because they're a human being.
They're human, but they're not pure human.
Well, no, they would be...
Well, no, they're not pure because
they
they're like
were
a
synthetically
they're
grown.
They're like a full-on copy... Your phone's fully charged. A full-on copy of something else. So they're not the true thing. And then we would lose, like, individuality because everybody would be the same. So then that would be, like, socially acceptable. It'd be like, everybody has to be this way. And if you're not, you're a freak. I mean, that's kind of how it is anyway. But that's why goth people get a lot of crap. I say as I'm wearing pink. But I have a reason.
Yes. But that's why you have a technology in place such as like in Star Wars that the control chip is it only one in probably 10 billion fails. Because in the Clone Wars, that's kind of addressed that there is only a very few. There's like two or three clones that ever had a chip fail, a command chip.
Yeah.
And those two or three were out of billions of other clones. So for there to be that limited of a, trying to think of a word.
Rebellion?
No, like the, a faulty chip.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if we had that kind of technology and we knew for a fact that we could make it to where it's that less, or that little faultiness, 50,000 is guaranteed to not have a faulty chip.
What if, like, going back to what I said earlier, I love how, like, when I'm talking, I get my pin, but if I'm listening, I put the pin down. Anyway!
It's like you
that's not what I was talking about. Yeah. Do you have the pen of holding? Then you can't talk. But the thing is, going back to what I said earlier, like, what if the clone did go rogue, you couldn't find him, but he knew how to work the cloning technology? He would just clone an army for himself to fight for his reasons. And then we would just be in, like, a never-ending war.
Okay, but this would be top-notch, like, top-of-the-line
technology. You gotta think of these things, Jared. You can't be like, oh, it's never gonna happen.
What, no, I'm not will, saying
it could it, and might happen.
I'm not saying it can't. What I'm saying is it, the likelihood of it is very slim because it is, one, not even a technology that we have right now, but even if it was a technology we had to actually mass-produce clones, only the top-line, very, very, very powerful countries would have it. Like, Iraq? No, they wouldn't have it. There's no way.
Are you sure? What if, like, somebody from, like, the U.S. sold it to them that knew it? That, like, hacked it? It's kind of like...
You can't sell a you can't sell, like, a warehouse to somebody. How are you going to move that warehouse, that factory?
No, it's not the warehouse. It's the technology they use to create the clones. You don't have to use... You don't have to move the warehouse. You just move the information from the warehouse. Like, you get a copy of the information in the warehouse and deliver it to somebody else. Because that has happened in movies, Jared. You're not thinking about this.
Having information is all well and good, but if you don't have the physical tech to make
You can take pictures of it. That's what people do. They take pictures of stuff to remember later.
Yes, but you have to have the manufacturing to make it. If you don't have the manufacturing to make it, you can't make
it. We're going to have to change topics. I'm getting mad.
No.
No, we're changing topics.
What I'm doing...
I picked up the notebook. It's happening.
What I'm doing is strategically dragging out this podcast.
Yeah,
because
we're at 51 minutes.
You're making it very
You're
hated.
Making me mad. That's what you're doing. Because you know, when I get mad, I ramble.
Back to teleportation. I would be able to go to any and every theme park.
Oh, of course you're going to go there.
Let alone, of course. Let alone just Disney.
You're like, I have the money. I'm going to go to Universal.
I could ride every Haunted Mansion themed ride at the Disney parks in one day. Could you imagine being able to do something like that?
Well, okay, in one day for us, yes.
It would be within a 24-hour period.
You'd have to wait for, like, Paris because
yeah, but
it wouldn't be closed.
It wouldn't be,
open.
Like, a world record thing, though. It's just that when she had the money and if she wanted to, she could go.
Well, okay.
So like, okay, I have the money to, like, go to Universal and, like, buy a robe. I'm gonna go. Like, I'll see you in, like, 20 minutes.
So this is something that I actually just discovered is a con of teleportation or being able to teleport anywhere. If it's a technology that's based on, like, the person itself and it's not, like, a pod that has to have a specific location tied to it.
Like, what if two people are teleporting,
like,
to the same
place?
Like
the whole
and
beam
like,
me
teams.
Up, Scotty thing? Like, only
actually,
two ships could do
the
that?
The thing about that, he never actually says, beam me up, Scotty.
That's the
it's
famous
just like,
line.
It's, no, it's kind of like the Star Wars thing. Luke, I am your father. He does not say that. That has never been said. He just says, I am your father. And then search your feelings, you know.
I'm just saying the famous thing that people
know. I
know. But my point is, if the technology...
I'm paying a bill.
Oh. I was like, what are you like, there's no way you're buying something teleporting right now.
Oh, that would be amazing. I would so buy it in a heartbeat.
what I'm saying is, if the technology was based on the person alone, like, oh, I want to go to, I don't know, Disney World. Beep, 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 beep. You could get in for free and nobody would know, because all you'd have to do is teleport to a bathroom. And nobody would know.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. So maybe they would, like, do something. They would probably put, like, a teleportation-proof barrier around the park. So the way to get in, you have to pay. And even if you tried to teleport into the park, the firewall, if you will, would redirect your location and send you out to the front gate.
Or what would be hilarious is if you tried to do that and it sent you to the local jail.
Oh, yes! They sent you to the... Yes! That would be so cool!
Someone tries to get into Disneyland for free.
That would be like somebody trying to get into Area 51 and boom, you're in jail.
Oh, you try to get into Area 51, you're going to be like in a military prison.
Yeah, like if you try to get into the White House, you would go to a military grade, 24-hour surveillance, always somebody on guard prison.
Mm-hmm.
If that's even a thing, which I think it is.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I almost said you get teleported to Azkaban, but that's not a real place. Alcatraz. That's what I was thinking of.
Alcatraz. But that's why I think if we, if teleportation could ever be developed,
we would have to have certain firewalls.
Oh, either really? That, or it would be like a kind of elevator-esque thing. Like you have to step into
like
it.
Like in Futurama, the tubes?
And enter a location that also has a teleportation device.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would be teleported to that device.
Like Futurama, the tubes.
There would probably be stations.
Right, like what I'm talking about.
Like you have to pinpoint areas. Your location to a station.
It'd be the new phone booth.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
You're awful. So then, okay, this is totally weird, but like,
Bill
you know,
and Ted's Awesome Adventure.
Oh.
But it would kind of be
they're
like
gonna use for their new movie.
It would the time travel watch that they use in the other movie. Anyway, but,
what were you
saying?
You
lost your train.
I don't know.
Sorry.
What were we talking? What'd you say before I was starting to talk?
Talking about, like, an elevator type device thingy.
No, telephone?
Yes! Okay. Going back to the old, I'm not throwing this at you, by the way. I'm just using it to talk, because I talk with my hands a lot. You know this.
Oh, really?
Going back to that, like, Superman, you know how he changes in a phone booth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What he would be able to teleport, like, if he forgot his super suit, but we all know he wears it underneath his clothes. It's like his long johns. But what if he forgot a suit, he could teleport home, put on his suit, and teleport back. It'd kind of be like that. Like, say we were out in public, or, okay, this is something that happens a lot. Like, we're all going somewhere. Your dad forgets his vape. Instead of us having to drive all the way back home to get it, he could just teleport here. He'd be like, I forgot my vape. I'll be back in a second. Boop, come to get it. Boop, done.
Right.
And that being the case, nobody would need a license either. We could just teleport to where we wanted to go. Be like, crap.
Cars would become obsolete.
Yeah. Goodness me, I ran out of toilet paper. I'm going to teleport to Walmart, grab like a 24-pack of toilet paper, because Lord knows we had Taco Bell. And then you come back home and, you know, let the demons out.
Okay, now that you got me thinking about Superman, his power or his speed when he's flying, he
Nolan
can move.
No, that...
He can move faster than the speed of sound.
But that would kind of be Nolan Void if everybody could teleport.
In all honesty, he doesn't even need to go into a phone booth. He could literally just start flying. Nobody can detect him. Not even cameras could detect him because he's moving faster than the speed of sound, which, if I remember right, is faster than light.
Is it? Is that?
I can't remember. It's one of the fastest speeds.
The speed of light is the fastest. It's the fastest thing we have right
now.
Okay, you look at
light travels faster than sound.
Look at thunder.
Thunder and lightning.
You see the flash of light and then hear the thunder. Unless it's literally on top of you, then it's all at the same time. But we could watch thunderstorms go away, you'd still see the light, but you don't necessarily hear the thunder.
Yeah, that's how people like track thunderstorms. They see the lightning and then they count
how
until
far
the thunder.
Right.
So it's like that's how you could pinpoint how far they are.
So that's how light travels faster than
faster than the speed of light, I can't remember. But
I always heard
he moves faster than whatever it is. So he would literally be so fast that they couldn't even detect him anyway. All he'd have to do is shred his clothes and he's fine.
Yeah, though, what I've always heard was he's either faster than the speed of sound or faster than a speeding bullet.
Well, everybody's always heard that, but
yes. Faster than a speeding bullet?
He has to be faster than a speeding bullet. He has to be faster than a rocket ship going out into space, because he can literally go from where he's at to space to the sun within minutes.
He wouldn't have to worry about not being able to make it if he had diarrhea.
Earth is how many?
I'm just saying.
Earth is how many light years from the sun?
23 billion.
I don't know how many light years Earth is from
the sun. Oh, not light years. I'm talking about how far away we are in, like, miles.
Miles?
Something
like that. Light years is a farther distance, so you'd be able to tell it farther.
Okay.
Let me look that up, actually.
That's so funny, we're talking about rain. It's storming in Oklahoma right now.
Yeah.
That's funny to me.
Earth is 92.96 million miles. So the fact that he can travel that far in minutes...
A year ago today, we went to California.
Was it today?
Yeah, because it's when I... No! A year ago tomorrow is when we went to California, because I posted that.
He's faster than the speed of light.
I posted that the day before we went to California. And then the next day, we went to California. Because the last day we were there before we flew was 420. We came back 421. Because 420 is when we went to the beach. Because I have that sticker on my suitcase.
So, basically, the sun rays that we see are about 8 minutes behind from the sun.
Then what actually or set,
from the rays that are coming from the sun. It takes 8 minutes for sun rays to reach us, traveling at 186,000 miles per second.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably how fast he's going.
It's funny how we went from technology to how fast does Superman go? And then, like, how far is the sun from here? But I'm sure before you even got, like, remotely close to the sun, because it's so hot, you would burn up. Because, like, in the movies, if like, when you're getting close to the sun, like, when you're almost to the sun, you burn up. But that sucker's hot, so you wouldn't be able to get that close like they do in the movies before you would burn up.
Right.
So, basically, every movie about the sun is lies and slander. Speaking of slander, there's a Ned Flanders tribute band. Like, they're metal. I can't remember what they're called. Let me look it up.
Okay, so on Earth...
Hold on. Don't say anything.
I was talking about...
No, don't say anything. Ned Flanders band. Okay, you're saying?
Okay, so on Earth, Superman travels at 7,200,000 miles per hour. That is the fastest he's ever moved on Earth.
There's
outside
no telling
outside of
how,
Earth,
yeah.
He breaks light speed in the vacuum of outer space.
Okay, the Ned Flanders band is completely metal. They're like heavy, heavy metal. Mm-hmm. They're called Oakley Dokley. And they actually finally got on an episode of The Simpsons. But anyway... We're an hour and 2 minutes into this.
Yay. Was there another topic?
Nope.
The only thing I had left was the funny news story and the song. So let's get down to business.
Okay.
All right. The weird news story for today. Okay, here we go. It's called... Toddler locks dad's iPad for 48 years.
What?
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A writer for the New Yorker tweeted a photo of his iPad lock screen, which had been locked for 536,442 minutes. 48 years. His toddler typed in the password incorrectly so many times, it locked his iPad up for 48 years.
Is there any way to fix that?
Yes. Somebody told him that to put the tablet in device firmware update mode, and then it fixed it. I don't know how, but it did.
That is so funny.
I couldn't find two weird news stories, so I just wrote a bunch of funny headlines that I saw. Oop, that's not the right way.
It's the...
Oh.
I showed Jared that earlier.
Okay, I saw it before you woke up.
I couldn't find another funny news story, so I wrote down funny newspaper headlines of, like, all time, not recently. The first one. Forecasters call for weather on Monday. There's going to be weather on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's weather all the time. The next one. Cows lose their jobs as milk prices drop.
What?
I think I gave Jared a headache. And we're only on the second one.
Proof that our media has no brains.
Your voice cracked. You don't care, do you? Anyway, number three. Miracle cure kills fifth patient.
Oh!
Doesn't really sound like a miracle.
No. That sounds more like a curse. Yeah.
My tummy hurts. Okay.
Kills fifth patient? It killed five people and they call it a miracle? What kind of moron is this?
Oh, but how many people did it save is the question.
Two.
Not five. Man accused of killing lawyer gets a new attorney.
Who would take that job? Oh, hey, you killed my best friend. I'm going to be your attorney, man. Shake on it.
Okay. And the last one for this episode, and then the next episode I'll tell you the other five, which we're going to do immediately after this.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh wait, that's the wrong one. Actually, I'll read that one, but then I'll read the other one later, since I already started it. Breathing oxygen linked to staying alive.
No dirt. Dirt to dirt, Dumbledore. It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
Is there something else that supposedly keeps us alive?
No, but there is a scientific theory that oxygen is poison to us and it takes about 70-something years to kill us.
Then I wouldn't really call that a poison.
It is a poison. It just takes that long to kill us.
Okay, but how did...
No, we're not going to start this.
How did Adam live to be 900 and some odd years old?
Adam? Adam didn't live that long, did he?
Yeah, he did. People in the early part of the Bible lived to almost 1,000 years.
It took Noah about almost 200 years to build the ark. I think it took him like 120.
And he lived to about 500.
He lived a lot longer after that. Okay, anyway, before we get too biblical, time for the song. The song that you have to listen to.
After the podcast.
Yeah, the song, yeah, I blanked so hard. I was looking at both of you and I forgot what I was thinking of.
We're just sitting here.
The song that you have to listen to after the podcast.
Hey! Hold on, I gotta refold that one. I would murder you where you sit. And the bottom right, don't open it yet. The bottom right is who suggested it. So you gotta say who suggested it and then what the song is.
All right, this one is from my dad.
Oh, really?
Yep. And it is the Psychedelic Furs Heartbreak Beat.
So you have to listen to Psychedelic Furs Heartbreak Beat after this podcast is over. Tune in next time, where we discuss the following.
Paper SMR.
Growing up as a teen, then versus now. So, please go listen to the following song. Psychedelic Furs, Heartbreak Beat. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Thank you two for joining me.
You're welcome.
You against your will. Kinda. You're like, I don't wanna. Okay, we're not gonna go into that. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Jared.
I'm gonna beat you with that pillow. Say bye.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah! Alright, I'm ending it.
Where did that come from?